Log Talk Radio.
Well, God, I thank you for the Blog Talk and for the first fruits coming together just to give you adoration and praise. You know, you've done so much for us. You bless people every day with things that they don't even think about. They take it for granted. And I know how it feels to be taken for granted, God. And how much more do you know, because there are millions around the world who just take you for granted. They don't give you the proper praise. They don't give you the proper respect. And I want to apologize for me, Lord, if I've ever done that. Because you have been there every step of the way. Even when I didn't know you were there, you were there. Even when perhaps I didn't deserve you to be there, you were there. And we appreciate, I certainly appreciate what you've done, what you're doing right now, and what you're going to do. Please forgive us. Forgive us for every sin of omission, and the things you told me to do that I haven't gotten done yet, but I'm trying. And there's some things that I've done I should have done. Perhaps some things I said, or perhaps some things I thought. God, here we are in this imperfect world, and trying our best to be the best of you. Please help us, cover us with the blood of Jesus. We pray. Don't let our enemies, Lord, conquer us, but make them our footstools, as your word says you will. Let no weapon formed against us prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, let it be condemned. Lord, we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness and high places. I don't even know why I'm praying like this, but God, bind the devil in the name of Jesus. Let your people be blessed in Jesus' name. That man, that woman who has been through the fire, been through the rain, hold them up in Jesus' name. Lift them up where they belong and give them a credence or more faith. Believe you. In the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue flow throughout the spine. Powerfully heal people and help people to realize that if they've got the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of them. And anywhere the Holy Ghost lives, there is healing virtue. There is the anointing that destroys all yokes. It's inside of them, God. Help them to realize that they have enough Holy Ghost to heal them from cancer, heal them from diabetes, heal them from all kinds of diseases, blood, low blood. Let the Holy Ghost inside of them and zap every spirit of the enemy, every demon, and give complete deliverance. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Ghost. And Jesus, thank you for going to the cross for us and giving us the victory. Too late, devil. We already got the victory. We are praising God. We have the celebration greater than the Royals, greater than the Astros, greater than Toronto. Because God, you went to the cross and died over 2,000 years ago. And on the third day, you got up, kicked the back door out of death, hell, and the grave. And here we are now, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Simply because you did the job. And what a job you did, Jesus. Thank you. Now bless us this day. Help every person who will participate on this prayer line. Thank you for the anointing present. Destroy him, yoke. Now, God, bless us and thank you for all the miracles that have been before. from the spectacular things of heaven. 15. And God, pick it up. I'm asking you to let our ladder be so, so, so much greater than the years prior, than our beginning in the years prior. In the name of Jesus. Let us find the jealous spirit all around us and give us, Lord, the victory on every hand. Thank you for all the benefits that you've given to us and for the triumphant days and nights. Bless the prayer line today. Bless the blog line. Bless the youth prayer line tonight. And for all that you do, we give you glory and adoration. Thank God. I'm praying everything I've said in the name of Jesus. And we're aware that your word says, Jesus, if we ask anything in your name, you would do it. So I count all these things done for the glory of God, and I'm asking in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you on the prayer line all over the world. I am aware that you're there. I am aware that people are busy. But this is for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the glory of God. And because of it, if you want something from the Lord, I would advise you to make a sacrifice and do something. Faith without works is dead. And when God sees that you are willing to do something for him, amen, he will come through for you. I'm always, when I just say many times, I'm reminded of those 10 lepers who came before Jesus crying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy upon us." And guess what? Jesus could have healed them right away. But instead, he told them to do something. See, he told them, go show that action, those action words, go show. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Demonstrates that he respected authority, because it was the priest that pronounced these lepers unclean. And he sent them back to the priest. Why? So he could pronounce them clean. And the second reason is because, in my opinion and estimation, they didn't have the faith at that point to be healed by Jesus. Leprosy was the most vicious and vile disease of all. And it took faith, believe God, to get healing from it. But as they went, it was a 30-mile journey from Galilee back to Jerusalem. And as they went, taking perhaps 7 or 8 hours, they received healing. And so they had to do something. They had to do something to get the healing. And it required an act of faith. I believe as they went, the faith grew, especially when they saw each other getting healed. One leper must have seen the other leper's hand. All those lumps disappeared, and his arm straightened out. He saw it, and his faith grew, and all of a sudden his faith was clear of all those bumps. And you might say, all those lumps and bumps. This leper got healed, and it gave faith to the other one. And that's why I've been trying to get it over to you on the front line. When you get healed, you have to tell of the goodness of Jesus, because it gives faith to someone else, perhaps on this prayer line, or perhaps in Jerusalem, they're listening there, or perhaps in Russia, they're listening there, or perhaps in England, or France, or Germany, or Haiti, or in Africa, they're listening there. It gives them faith to believe God for healing for them, their family, or surroundings. You got to tell of the goodness of Jesus. I don't know why you wouldn't want to tell what God did for you. I don't know why you wouldn't when remember what he did for you. You certainly can remember other things. How come you can't remember the goodness of Jesus and do like they said in the old church, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, and then I want to thank him for saving me, for blessing me, for healing me, for bringing me, for fixing it for me. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. We're going to open up the praise report. Now, what a praise report. It's just the modern terminology for testimonies. If you came up in the old church and they used to ask you for testimonies, testimony service is open now. And we just say praise reports. And it is the same thing. It's a praise unto God for what he has done for you. Man, how could be so mean and so selfish that God could bless you, really, really bless you, and you not want to give him glory and give him praise and adoration for what he's done for you? Don't ever let that catch you, being selfish. You've done things by yourself so long that you're so selfish, you only think of yourself. And don't offer unto God the praises for waking you up this morning. How did you wake up? You said the alarm clock went on and woke you up. You know, God let there be instruments to make that clock. So without him, it couldn't. It had to be through the auspices of God. You say you just got up. Did you think about when you got up? Some folks got up and tried to stand on their legs and boom, hit the floor. You think about that? And couldn't get up. You seen a commercial on television. I'm falling and I can't get up. It is a reality. And some people have fallen, put their feet on the floor, try to get up, and fail and could not get up. And here you are, able to walk. My God. Some people have opened their mouths. I've seen this before. They have tried to talk, could not talk. And here you are, able to say thank you, Jesus. I've seen people, as I learned in the first part, laying in bed and could not move. And here you are, move your feet. Move your hands. Blink your eyes. There's some people who can't even blink their eyes. Some people can't even hear me talking to them. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Think about it. Somebody wrote the song. Think about it. Why don't you think about it? So much he's done for you that you don't even realize that you don't think about it. Let me tell you something. You might laugh at this, a couple things. But have you ever thought about, do you have big toes on your foot? Look down. Do you have them? Do you realize that some people don't have feet, don't have big toes? Do you realize that without those big toes, you would be stammering and falling everywhere? And that those big toes are for a reason. That they help you balance yourself, you would walk like a drunk woman, walk like a drunk man. Think about it. Look, feel back there. Do you have a behind? That behind is for a purpose. God is a purposeful God. If you sit down on benches at the courthouse or any house, if you sit down on any bench or anything else, without that cushion behind you that God allowed to be there, do you know you would knock your spine out of line? Think about it. You would knock it out of line. You have back trouble all the time. According to my mother, back pain is something that you don't want. But God put that there for a reason. You call it your B-U-T, but it's there for a reason. And without it, you would injure your spine. Your spine would hit the pitch, boom, and knock it out of line. You want to be grateful for everything. Be grateful for your big toes. Be grateful for your behind. Women, you have breasts. You realize those breasts are for a reason. Everything you have is for a reason. Your eyes to see are for a reason. Everything. Be grateful. I am grateful for the things that you have done. I am grateful for the victories we won. I could go on and on and on about your word. Because I'm grateful, so grateful just to know you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, all the victories of my heart is gratefulness. I am grateful. How about you? We'll open up these praise reports. Shut it on the gate, dear. I'm done. I want to open up these praise reports for anybody. I'm going to look for a volunteer and hold my arms up. Amen. Like Aaron did Hur, Aaron and Hur did, excuse me, for Moses. Amen. Do I have a volunteer this morning who hears me? And you're grateful and you want to give a praise report and get the other praise reports. The line is open to anybody, otherwise I'll be back. Don't mind doing the praise report. Any volunteer want to do the praise report today? The line is open to you. God bless you.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson.
Good morning, Mother Wilson. How are you and Pastor Wilson?
Well, we're blessed of the Lord to be going on in the strength of the Lord. And like the song, I won't complain. I'm trying my best not to complain. Lord, it's been good to me. And I'm striving for excellence. And I thank him for touching and healing my body, because if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't even be here today. But I thank him. I thank him for what he has done for me. And I thank him for giving me strength and continually to give me strength. And I recognize the healing of the Lord. And my people that I go around, they can tell that God has done something for me. So I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful. I got this report on the day from the doctor's office. He told me all of my vital signs is looking much better. My blood pressure was down. It went up as high as it usually be. I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. I thank you for that song that you sung, because I'm truly grateful. And I will take the praise. Yes, sir.
Okay, you want to take the praise report? I just it almost slipped me. I had something that I felt like God was leading me to do. I'll get him back. Go ahead with the praise reports.
Who will be the first one to give you praise report this morning?
Brother, let me get it while I got it. The Lord just said to me, pray for blood pressure. All of you on the line that are having problems with your blood pressure, I want you to let your faith go out to God. I said it a while ago, and I'm preaching this. I've never heard it in my life. I don't know if you've heard it, but I've never heard it. God revealed it to me. And he said, if you've got the Holy Ghost, everywhere the Holy Ghost is healing virtue. When God sent the Holy Ghost back to this earth, it came to this earth. Where does it dwell? I'm asking, where does the Holy Ghost live? Where does it live? You look in the Word of God, it tells you where the home of the Holy Ghost is.
It
dwells in us. For the body is the temple. What is the temple? It's the house.
Amen.
Amen. is the house of the Holy Ghost. It's the home of the Holy Ghost. And it lives inside of you. And I'm just speaking to your common sense. See, some people have education. I have to be careful. But some people have education, but they're educated fools. You have to, you can't be an educated foolish person. You have to know certain things. They're evident. If the Holy Ghost dwells in you, and if the Bible is not a lie, see, a foolish person doesn't believe that the Bible is true, and although it has outlived every book in the world, the Bible is truth. And it says that the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you. The body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Then use your common sense. Just have common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Holy Ghost lives inside of you, then what is the Holy Ghost? Is healing virtue? Is your comforter? Is your helper? Is your guide? It is healing virtue. And if the Holy Ghost is inside of you, you already have healing virtue inside of you. If you can do something to activate the Holy Ghost, He will heal you. What is it? Activate your faith. See, the Bible gives you the answer. Faith is a grain of a mustard seed can move mountains. And faith in God. See, that's why He always asked people. Jesus was on this earth. And that's why He always looked to people to see if they believed in Him. Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Do you believe? Yes, Lord, Thou knowest I believe. Help my unbelief. My faith, You heal. Jesus always looked for faith in people. You got to believe Him. You got to believe Him.
Yeah.
He will fix it. If you got the faith, Ambassador Stitt told me, I heard him say this. I hear you, Chief, saying, if you got the faith, God has the power. Truth, yeah. Why do I say that? Because you got to do something to get something. You got to do something to get something. Yeah, you got to have faith. That's doing something right there. And when you have faith in God, you can get something from it. Heavenly Father, I thank You for these precious people on this line. And God, I heard You say pray for high blood pressure. May I ask You if that means low blood pressure too? That I can ask the high blood to come up and the low blood to come down. I'm sorry, opposite, the low blood to come up and the high blood pressure to come down. In other words, Lord, I'm asking You to stabilize this blood pressure at a good level. In the name of Jesus. I want to ask You something, Lord. Who is the boss? You are blood pressure. You say, I am. You mean it. And we know the answer to that. But, Lord, I'm just asking You not let blood pressure, high or low, be out of hand with these saints on this line. God, regulate it. Amen. Who made regulation? You did. I'm asking You to send regulation to regulate blood pressure. That the high blood pressure would come down. You showed it to me in a vision just a split second that the high blood pressure is coming down. And the low blood pressure, it's coming up right in the middle. And You're sending stabilization to it, God, that it may be stabilized. Thank You for it, in Jesus' name. We love You, Lord. We praise You, and thank You for seeing about the people. Who in the world is more compassionate than You? Who in the world can fix things? Nobody but You. Who in this world is able to heal? Nobody but You. I pray that You let these precious people, their faith activate the Holy Ghost within inside, and God heal them. For remember when your word says that when you were there by the sheep gate and you healed all of them? God, I know from your word you can heal all of them. And touch them and heal them all.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And you're talking about some glory and praise that shall go up to you. Now, we're going to give you some now, but you just wait and see. As you keep on blessing and blessing and blessing, I go, Lord, Jesus, I go to make you hot once again on this earth. You keep on blessing and blessing. In the name of Jesus, through your help, I decree that one day there'll be stadiums packed with people saying, running in the name of Jesus Christ and glorifying you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. It's all for your glory. We want to see people praise you like never before.
Yes.
Lord, it's going to happen. God, you keep on blessing. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Thank you.
Do it for your glory. Oh, God, because we want to see you glorified like the world has never glorified you. And I know it's going to make the enemy mad. But, God, thank you for your angels dispatched around us to protect us as we try our best to give you glory and adoration. Touch these folks, Lord. Heal them. Amen, amen. Back to you, Mother Wilson. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for the prayer this morning. I thank Him for the opportunity to be able to get the prayer requested. Oh, God is so good. Who will be the first one? We want to come on and encourage our chief.
Yeah, they're coming off of mute, brother. They got some praise reports.
Good morning.
From learning that when we are talking and we're getting ready to get the praise reports, start coming off right then. So when we say who will be the first one, you can just start talking. All right, that's the way to do it. All right, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is a Thankful Thursday. This is Ambassador like Charlotte Gray. Good morning, Mother Wilson. You're doing an excellent job. I am thanking God for the prayer, for the blood pressure. I thank God to hear those silent prayer requests, those closet prayers, those infinite Lord, if you just bless me. I am thanking God for that. I needed that prayer today for the blood pressure. God bless you, Chief. Thank you for standing in the gap, interceding. Thank you for allowing God to use you. Have a good day.
Thank you. God bless you. Mr. Gray.
Come on, saints. Don't let those gaps be in there. You got a praise report and jump in there.
Come on. Who's the next one?
Good morning. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Mother Wilson, Dr. Johnson. Everyone that's on the line, it's goodness to me. Mother Diggy from Chicago. And I thank you, praise the Lord, for his goodness. I got so much to be thankful for, because the Lord has done so much for me. When they said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all, I can't even right away think of all of it. But the Lord has been good to me, and he's been good to all of us. I'm not, you know, thinking that I'm just somebody special, but I love the Lord. And I thank and praise him for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for how 2013, how my son had this real, he's a diabetic, and he had this real bad seizure, and we took him to the nearby hospital, and they had to cut his clothes off. I want to say they had to put him on the respirator. Really lost him, but God, Dr. John said God gave him back. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And then in 14, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God delivered her, and she's got her memory back. The Lord is just good. I'm just telling you, and I enjoyed that song that Dr. Johnson sang. I am grateful. I'm just grateful to God for all of his goodness. The Lord is good to me. I thank him. He blessed me to work on one job for 30 years and to be retired for 32 years. I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I was just thinking, 30 years ago how the pensions were small, but how God always let me have enough and to spare. And I thank him for it. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
And Mother Digby?
Yes, sir.
I received your gift, and it made me just praise the Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, Dr. Johnson. You deserve so much more. And I just feel like God is going to bless you so much more because you're just such a blessing to us to have just to have this land and all the patience that you have with us. And sometimes I'm not just trying to be slow, but sometimes I love to hear you pray, and sometimes we're just like to listen to you. So thank God for all of his goodness.
You know, my wife said that. I said, I don't understand when I open the line for this or that, why people are so slow. And she said, honey, it's because they, anytime they want to hear you pray or something like that. I didn't realize that, but thank you for confirming that. She said the same thing to me, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate her. Thank you. Go ahead, Mother Wilson. God bless you.
God bless you. And I just want her to continue on singing that song, and we can just dance, 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 as long as the Lord let us dance. Praise God. It'll be the next one.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. This is Evangelist Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York. I just want to give thanks and glory and honor to my Father in heaven for all he is doing in my life. I give honor to Ambassador Johnson. I give honor to Ambassador Betty and Ambassador Mother of Johnson, and to Dr. Pfeiffer, my friend who is, I always say she's the reason why I'm a part of First Fruit Prayer Ministry, and I thank God for her often, and I thank God for you, Mother Wilson. I'm just thanking and praising God for his goodness and his mercy. I'm just thanking God for the song. I am grateful because truly I am grateful. I've been up since about 4:15. I look at reflections, and they have a lot of scriptures and songs, and I just listen to songs and praise the Lord myself, and I seek God's face. And I'm just thanking God because the prayers of the righteous went up yesterday for my niece in Hampton, Virginia. She went back to the hospital, but God bless her. She's back home, and she is sitting up, and she's doing better, and she is stronger. She's not as weak as she was. And my sister says she's doing so much better. She even ate a grilled cheese sandwich and some soup yesterday. And I just praise and thank God because she wasn't eating. And I just want to say God is good. And then my sister was seeking a home, and God blessed her with a 3-bedroom house yesterday. So I'm just saying God is so good. Well, I'm glad, and I'm just looking for greater for each and every one on this prayer line that's a part of the ministry and even in my own life. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
God bless you. That's a wonderful testimony. God is grateful. Who will be the next one?
God be the glory. Good morning, saints. This is Ambassador-elect Bonita, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for the prayer line for Ambassador Johnson, Lady Johnson, and Mother Adelie Johnson. I thank God for all of you. I just praise God because last month I had invited a friend to come on the prayer line for the shut-in. And anyway, long story short, my cell phone got cut off because I broke it. And they were in the process of getting me another phone. And I didn't know that they were going to cut off the current phone. But my friend had sent me a text, and I never received the text because the phone was cut off. So anyway, and then when the phone was cut back on a day or so later, I never got it. But I talked to my friend the other night, and she was telling me she was on the prayer line all night long until about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was just so thrilled and overjoyed when I heard that she was on the prayer line. She didn't say anything, but I just praise God because I have invited her numerous times, and she did come to the prayer line. And I just want to say this morning that God is good, and to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. That's so wonderful. Just keep on sending people to the prayer line. Who will be the next one?
Two more, Mother.
Two more prayer reports, questions. Who will be the next one?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. Oh. I am happy as always. I just thank the Lord for life. I thank the Lord for joy and happiness and peace no matter what. I stay on the positive side of town. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It's wonderful. Keep staying on the positive side. Who will be the next one?
Good morning, Ambassador-elect John 314. I just want to thank the Lord for my voice. It's going out, but I thank you that I can talk, Lord. I thank the Lord for sunshine. I thank the Lord for my children. I thank the Lord for the first group prayer line. I just thank him. He's been so good. I've been having a rough time, but I just know God's going to turn some things around, and I just thank him for just small things we take for granted that I already have. I just want to thank him, 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 because he is so good. Sometimes we complain and somebody is worse off than we are, so I just have so much joy for him. I just want to say thank you, Lord. And I pray that everybody has a blessed day. Keep sunshine in your heart and give it to somebody else. And I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank God for the prayer reports this morning. They were so wonderful. And just continue to pray for me because I want to be able to just dance. God bless you. And back in the hands of Dr. Johnson.
Oh, God bless you, Mother Wilson. You did a wonderful, wonderful job there. God bless you. And God bless you so much. I just had a special praise report for y'all this morning. Mother Johnson.
Hey, God bless each of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. Good to hear you, Mother Johnson.
Oh, I tell you, this has been another day the Lord has blessed. It's a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad this morning because the Lord has been so good to me. I tell you, he gave me a good night's rest and takes care of me day by day, and I just love the Lord. God is a good God. I thank him because he knows what to do with us if we let him. He knows what to do with us if we don't let him. He knows what to do. But I give my heart to the Lord and surrender my will to him. And I'm telling whatever, Lord, you want me to do, let me know it. And the Lord is doing that. He's taking care of me. I said, Lord, I just don't know what to say or what to do or what you want me here for. But whatever it is, I'm ready. So God is blessing me, and I'm sure he's doing the same for you. I thank God because this morning I'm saved and sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Have a mind to run on as never before. I love everybody. I don't know no one I have an ill feeling toward. But I just thank God. You pray for Mother Johnson? And God will get the glory. But I mean, he's been good to me down through the years. Well, yes, Lord, I thank you. You keep your arms around me. Pray for me. Will you pray for me? And I'll pray for you. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless all of you. Hopefully that inspired you. That's Mother Johnson. She's 95 and all the way. If the Lord says the same, it'll be 96.
Thank God.
Wonderful.
I want to have a prayer this morning for every one of you who have a prayer request. I'm switching from the praise report, and this is what God uses as compassion. He not only hammers the praises of his people, but he listens to his people to see what you need. And He already knows what you need, but, you know, every person who came to him, even though he knew what they need, he knew that the men were blind, he knew that the lepers were leprous, and he knew the lame man had palsy, he was too walking. He knew Jairus' daughter was really, he called him again, called him again. But he still asked us to make our request unto him. Amen. It's for us, I think, so we can be able to pray on target. And he will answer prayer. Well, I want to open. Anybody want to take the prayer report? I was wondering if that praying machine, amen, Pastor Stern is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Who can pray better than this woman. And, are you there, Ambassador Stern? All right. Let's have a prayer request this morning. You have one. Anybody want to receive the prayer request this morning? If so, I'll open the line to you. All right. Let me have the prayer request. Whatever you need from the Lord, don't hesitate to make it known. Because we want to pray for it. God does answer. All right, who's the first one who has a prayer request?
I have a prayer request this morning.
All right.
I'm standing in the gap from this friend of mine. Hello?
Before you do it, let me just, some new people on the line. You don't get in the phone, my friends, my darlings, and you don't breathe heavily in the phone. Amen. You don't like that yourself. You don't want people calling you and breathing heavily. You understand what I'm saying? Don't do that. So take your phone, your mouth out of the receiver, and listen with the receiver. And if you want to, press *6, which will mute your phone. We won't hear you, but you can hear us. All right, give me that prayer request.
Okay, thank you. I'm standing in the gap for a good friend of mine, like a sister.
What's her name?
Her name is LaShonda Toole.
LaShonda, but let me have your name.
Her real name is LaShonda Toole.
Oh, your name. Give me your name. Okay.
And my name is Christy Johnson.
It's what?
Christy.
Christy Johnson.
Yes.
All right, thank God bless you, Christy. Now go ahead.
Thank you. Her son's name is Howard Chase.
Howard Chase?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now this is LaShonda who needs prayer for Howard, or am I misunderstanding?
Well, I'm just asking that God, if you pray for her strength. We've been going through a situation with her son. I know God is able. We have court this morning. I just want to just ask that God, you know, guide us and protect us and just have his hands on the whole situation, the judge, the jury, the people, just to show his face and just show favor. That's what I'm asking for, favor. Because God is a God of second chance, and I'm just asking God to give him that second chance that he needs in his life.
That's
to
beautiful.
Protect him while he's there.
That's beautiful. And we got it. And we certainly we don't join you in your faith and pray for him. All right? God bless you. Who else has a praise report? We will come back and pray for all of this. Anybody else?
Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador Mother, Elect Mother Wilson again. I am calling to request prayer again for Bridget Stokes. I found out that they are saying that her heart, something is wrong with it. She's wearing a monitor, and they sending her to a heart specialist. She can't sit up. I think I have blood pressure for her, too, because when she's